Well, folks, on December the 7th of 1941, I think we all remember the day. That's the day that President Franklin Delano Roosevelt stated that this day will live in infamy. And December 11th of 2020 is another day that will live in infamy. On December 7th of 1941, we lost 2,400 Americans. And yesterday alone, we lost 2,750 Americans who died to the COVID epidemic. It seems like every day we're losing between 2,000 and 3,000 Americans. It's a daily occurrence at this point. But something different happened on Friday, December 11th. The FDA approved a COVID vaccine, and the Supreme Court struck down a Texas lawsuit that 126 congressmen and 20 states' attorneys generals attached their names to. And in the summary of this video that I'm doing, this podcast, you can see the link to the Supreme Court, and you can search that document to see if your congressman was one of the 126 that was involved. This republic, on the same day, December 11th of 2020, was given some great news, I think, that all Americans, regardless of party, can be thankful for. Our 244-year-old system of democracy was challenged, not by a foreign enemy, but by our very own president. But the judicial branch responded resoundingly to the call for action with 6 conservative judges and 3 liberal judges, all of whom called the nation back to order. And folks, don't discount the severity of this challenge to our democracy. Don't take it for granted or sweep it under the rug. What happened yesterday is monumental and another day that will live in infamy. This is a call to action. After something so monumental, we really need to take time to strengthen and do what we must do to ensure our democracy can learn from such an attack. Their charge was to undo the lawful votes that were cast in 4 states, and that was subversive and seditious, yet they claimed to act in the power of the Constitution in doing so. And there's nothing more foreign or more antithetical to the Constitution than robbing millions of Americans of legally cast votes. In hindsight, folks, what's wrong with a president who really chose to lose this election so pathetically? Is there no bottom to the abyss of his legacy? How will history view a president like this, where anything remotely decent or good that he's ever done is overshadowed by claims of a fake election and the fake election fraud that sought to cast aside millions of legally cast votes? Trump has pretty much won or favorably settled any lawsuit that he's ever had in his life, but not this one. And despite the best legal minds in our country on TV and in the newspapers saying he has no chance, Trump continued. Despite suit after suit being dismissed in state courts all over the nation, Trump continued. Was it the money that poured into his PACs that gave him the conviction to continue? Or was it Rudy Giuliani's legal advice and convincing smile that gave him the conviction to continue? Or was it the 126 congressmen that cheered him on and signed their names to the lawsuit that gave him the conviction to continue? No matter the cause or blame, the important thing here, folks, is that we've so far survived COVID, and a vaccine is shortly coming to your neighborhood, too, and we've survived a challenge to our 244-year-old democracy. We can take faith in this. In some really great ways, the American system still works. We have a lot of work yet to do to ensure it works for every American and not just a minority of rich or well-connected Americans, but our system still works as it was intended to work over 244 years ago. And that's something to be thankful for. Till next time, folks.